Einamim huzmu, vein kainim yaseze ben grusha vechalutz lekayim by kasha zaman, ela seifiges harboim. Now Rashi, in listing out the things in the Mishnah, mentions grusha vechalutza, mentions chalutza too. Does Rashi mean lav dafka, just like the Mishnah? Does Rashi mean dafka? Not clear. However, when we see the Ritva, it's yours. Can I use it? Oh, yeah. Nice guy. Oh, nice and crisp, brand new. Oof. Ritva says, V'hodnegatani ben chalutza, ba'shigras lishan. Shigras lishan means like the kind of shigra usually means like we use the word in modern Hebrew, shigra. Shigra means routine. Just, you know, flowing. The flowing of the tongue. You always talk about grusha v'chalutza, grusha v'chalutza. Right? A grusha is also to a kain midaraisa. That's a pasuk mefreshes. We had it yesterday. Isha grusha mi'isha lo yikachu. But Chazal in Kiddushin, darshan in Isur for a chalutza too. Chalutza, we all know what a chalutza is. A kain is also, just like he's also to a grusha, is also to a chalutza. So the Ritva says, "Hodakatani ben chalutza by shigras lishan." It is lav dafka here. Why? De ben grusha nakte da apostle ben chalutza enu mina tayra ela midrabanan k'dasikna beperek asar yuchsin. The Gemara there explains that even though we have a drusha for chalutza, nonetheless that drusha is in fact in what's called an asmachta derabanan. Really, midaraisa, there is no iser for chalutza. The Rabbanan often made gzeres and then found makaris kilu. They were makaris minatera for their isurim. But in point of fact, the isur is in fact only an isur de Rabbanan, not an isur de Raisa. The drush appears in Kedushin daf ayin ches and aleph. Rashi quotes it in daf yud gimel and makis. Grusha, enli al grusha, chalutz minayin, tamad lemer ve'isha. Okay. So the Ritva says that in spite of the fact that the Mishnah says chalutza mefurish, it's really lav dafka. Vim kein ein by din hazoma midaraisa klal. Since the edus branding someone a ben chalutza does not entail in a psul deraisa, therefore there is no hazoma deraisa at all. Ela mishum de iser chalutza lechahuna de midrabanan hava. Since the Yisr Chalutz is derabanan, imotu lepisul grusha deraisa, the Rabbanan made a gzera, the Asr de Chalutz derabanan, ought to a grusha deraisa, because they are both very similar. They're examples of where either a real husband or a potential husband potters the wife. So similarly, the Rabbanan made an Yisr of a Chalutz ought to a grusha. Vas mechua nami amaydixi v'ishu grusha misha k'isa hasam. So therefore, this mission is nakilu tarvayo kadodi. Uchadakatani lula kaman perik elu and alike mishnah demari bichi of malchus deraisa. In spite of the fact that it says chalutza, so the Ritva says is that even though our mishnah says mi'i dinanu bishplani shu ben grusha ben chalutza, you're like arboim, says the Ritva, ben chalutza is lav dafka. You do not get malchus for being made on a person that he is a ben chalutza. Even if you are Adam Zimmerman, you are caught. This is not only the Ritva Shita. This is also the Shita of the Ramban. The Ramban says it furish. Vodistan ben chalutza lav dafka. De chalutza de rabbonani. You mean a tire kosher. Veach loikin. Esama es arboim. How do you get malchus? Only de rabbonan. However, gentlemen, when you see the Rambam, and sometimes we find that this musig of a shigra delishna, you know, routine flowing of tongue, things are said, we find that kind of thing in Chazal. But in Rishonim, it is very hard to say such things, and certainly in the Rambam. The Rambam was writing halachas. You cannot write halachas, quote, lav dafka. You have to be specific and meduyik. And the Rambam Perek Chof, Hilchos Eidus, Eidim She'idu al Echod, Vihushiuhu, Rosha, Shain by Lay Malkus Vale Misa Vale Chiv Moman, Vahaka Husma Rehen Lakin, Afopish Lay Zamamula Halka Zevale Lachai by Moman Kate said. What's an example of that? Heidu al kayen shucholol. Kigayin sheidu b'fanenu nisgar shimay oim nechletza. B'makum plaini b'yayin plaini b'huzmu haran leikin. The Rambam includes the case of Chalutza ben Chalutza as a case of Malkus. And the Rambam in Hilchos Isuri Bira Perek Yud Zayin says, HaChalutza Asura L'Koyen Midivrei Soifrim Mipneishi Kigrusha Umakinoisei Makas Mardus Midivreim. You get Malkus Mardus, something else, the Rabbanan. But there is no Malkus Deraisa for a Chalutza. So therefore, there appears to be a Machloikis Rishonim. The Rashi and the Ritva hold, that Chalutza is Lavdavka. The same way the Psul is Derabanan, there can't be Malkus Derabanan for the Edom. The Rambam says that there, in fact, over here is a Malkus Deraisa. That's the Pashtus. The Rambam seems to say they get Malkus. The Loikin in the Rambam in Perek Ches does not sound like he's talking a Malkus Mardus or something else entirely. Mama says she ran Loikin, Mashmi, you'd get Malkus for this Isur. There appears to be a Machloikus Rishonim. Is that clear, gentlemen?
Yeah.
Good?
Yeah. They both originally Derabanan, right?
What? Yeah, I think there is no machlokes here where the chalutz is deraisa derabanan. Even the Rambam says himself, right? The Rambam is one unit. He didn't change his mind from one place to the other. So if in Hilchos Isuri Bia he told us that chalutz is asur mi derabanan, we assume that's what he meant in Parakhof of Eidus, Hilchos Eidus 2. And yet he says you get Malkus. Now, we do have a little bit of a mahalach to understand how the Rambam could say this. In fact, Adarabba, we're going to see that one of the greatest achronim put the shoe on the other foot. Because Rabbi Akiva Eiger in Siman Kuf Ayin Tes and the Tshuvas wrote that he in Yonah Koshali v'mashikos of a Ritva Reish Makas b'masnisin b'made alav shu ben grushu ben chalutza d'chay of Malkus d'ben chalutza mishigra d'lishna nokat tomi d'raisa ain't apostle v'leis v'edin azama d'raisa v'ain loikin uledaiti ha'aniya. Rik Vega talking. We wouldn't say that. But Ladaiti Aniya, according to my poor mind, Demabichach, the Pulsal Rak Midrabanon, Mikomokom Hoedusoi Moyil, Shiyifsalu Oisoi, Habasin Midrabanon, Vishayach Bele Sanabreacha Eichov. Kiveger is asking, he says, so what if the psul is the rabbanan? Ultimately, you gave false testimony in Beis Din. You were over the lav of Leisan of Reicha Eichov. If you did that, Megillah Hamalkus.
But don't we see that it's only lav shame, but lav shame, but my soul is on.
We'll see. We're going to talk about it. There is Malkus, though. We're going to see the Gemara in just a moment.
Yeah, but not from that lav.
Okay, but we'll see. We'll see right away. Skvager understood. By the way, the Rambam does say you get Malkus for a Leisana. We'll talk about it. We'll talk about Richos and Basim and Basim. I'm going to get into it right now. So you see the problem. Not only do we have a Machlokes Rishonim, Skvager has kind of taken sides with what appears to be the Shitas Rambam by saying, in spite of the fact that it is a psul derabanan, ultimately you are over the lav leisane. Why should you not get Malkus? Good chevra, hear the problem. All right. Let's please turn to base on the base for just a moment. Did you see the gemara base on the base, David?
I learned Malkus.
See that. Okay. So let's see the Gemara base on base.
Not as good as this, but just like
all
the kids.
Okay. Omar Ula. Look in the middle of the page about, 3, 6, 5, 8, 10, 13, 14 lines down. See Omar Ula? Where the star is? Don't all answer once?
Yeah, we don't have stars.
We have an olive.
Okay, an olive there. You see the word Omar Ula?
Yep.
I don't know if the lines the same over there. These smarty pants Gemara.
It is 49.
Huh? Got it? Okay. Amar Ula. Remez leidem zemim min ha'tayra minayin. Where is there a hint to the din of Adam zemim min ha'tayra? Remez leidem zemim min. Wait, a hint? Vaksiva sisim lekasha zamam. It says beferish what you do to Adam zemim min. That's not a remez. It's a Gemara beferish. A pasuk beferish. Pasuk beferish. El remez leidem zemim shalekim min ha'tayra minayin. How do you, where is the remez that Adam zemim get malchus? Dichsiv v'itzdiku es ha'tzadik. V'hirshiyu es harasha, v'hoyem bin hakayis harasha. Torah says, last week's parasha, v'itzdiku, the shayftim are matzdik, the tzaddik, and marshiya the rasha, v'hoyem bin hakayis harasha. Praktimara mishum v'itzdiku es hatzaddik, v'hirshiyu es harasha, v'hoyem bin hakayis harasha. Why is the fact that they found, they were matzdik, the tzaddik, based in found, whoever was not guilty, not guilty, and whoever was guilty, guilty. Why is that a reason to give malchus to the rasha? Ella says the Gemara, there is a drasha here. The pasuk is not talking about stomach case. It's talking about a case of Edim Zayman. Ella she'edim shehu shiwas hatzadik. Two Edim came along and gave edis on a tzadik that he was a rasha. He did a nevera. The also edim achrine. Other edim came along later. V'itzdikus hatzadik demikara. They came along and corrected things and said, no, the one you're claiming did an aveir, he never did that aveir. Imanu ha'isim ba'isa yoyim. Vishavinu lahani rishoyim, he turned these edim into rishoyim. When you do that, v'hoya im bin ha'kais ha'rosha, then you give malchus to the rosha. Pekhti Gemara, what do you need this whole drasha for? Tepekle mile saneh. Mishum dahave lav shein b'imaisa v'chol lav shein b'imaisa leken alav. In order to be over, it's actually machlokes amaroyim. We paskin that to be machlokes tanoim. In order for a person to get malchus, it has to be what's called a lav sheyesh b'imaisa. The violation of the lav entails a physical action. Dibor is not considered to be a physical action. Therefore, it is called, quote, a lav shein b'imaisa. Therefore, the simple lav of leisane by itself should not entail malchus. Why do you get malchus? A drasha. V'itzdiku es hatzadik v'yishiyu es harasha. When the edim zemimin have been proven to be edim zemimin, and they were coming to be marshiya hatzadik, when ultimately the harshas hatzadik is corrected, then the edim zemimin are deserving of malchus. Gemara here in basement base. Now, why this doesn't apply to every case? When do you say Vasisim Lekasha Zomam? Let's all for base and base. We'll get into this big time and we'll see all this. And what David had asked, what is Rabbi Akiva an idiot? I mean, is Rabbi Akiva no Gemara base and base? We'll talk about that too, Mirtz Hashem. We'll see a lot. We'll talk about this a lot by Arichus. But I am intrigued, certainly, by what this Gemara seems to be suggesting. This Gemara would seem to be a Makar. And some level, that when Adam Zemimin give Adis on someone, and the Adis itself is proven to be false, you get Malchus. What's the difference whether the Adis is Derabanan Adis or Deraisa Adis? What difference could that make? And I have to share with you, this has been I've taught Malchus before, it's a different Mahalchim to understand, try to understand this Machlekes Rishonim. And I was never happy with anything I ever said and anything I ever tried to understand in this machlokes. And there are a number of Achronish Svarim that talk about this. No one that I saw was masbir clearly this machlokes Rishon. So I sat down two nights ago or a night ago and I started to think, got to think of something new. This time around, we're going to get it right. Wanted to say a mahalach to understand the machlokes Rishon. And what I thought about was the following chakira. Is actually a chakira in Hilchos Tshuva, holding an Elul. It's a good time to talk about in Yanim Tshuva. There is an Asivus. Asivus says that if one violates in Iser Derabanan B'Shoigeg, there's no Chi of Tshuva. Why not? Anybody think of a reason why not? Why in Iser Derabanan be different from Iser Deraisa? Every Yisur Derabanan really has a source as an Yisur Deraisa. Did you know that?
Yeah.
What's the source? Anybody know?
I say the Chagadr.
Well, there's a pasuk really. Leisosar, Meshegidu Lechayaminu Smol, that's a lav. Vesisa al Komashi Arucha. Those are the psukim that are cited by the Rishonim. The Rabbanan, we are told that we should never veer, we have to listen and follow the words of the Rabbanan. The whole Derabanans ultimately rest on those psukim in the Torah. Says the Nesivis, well, Bishlamah, if they told me to do something and I didn't listen, I violated these. But if they told me to do something, and I didn't know that they told me to do it, or I thought they told me something else, I was totally b'shegeg or b'aynis, I did not listen to the Rabbanan. I listened to what the Rabbanan said. I didn't do anything wrong. Such a case, says the Nesivis, that there is no real, you didn't really violate an Iser. And therefore, since you didn't violate an Iser, therefore, there is no Chiyuv Tshuva. I'm sorry?
I don't have a key to learn the Rabbanan stuff.
Of course you do. Yeah, I didn't say you didn't have to listen to Rabbanans. I said that then you're amazed. I know a din Rabbanan. No, I'm not learning it. You're amazed.
No, you don't go out of your way to try to learn the din Rabbanan.
So now you're asking, we're in Shia now. We're not on the beach. You know, we're sit right. You're right. You're correct. In other words, a person who's an honest, let's say, and didn't know and didn't, you know, if he unwittingly or wittingly, if you will, ignored and didn't learn and didn't come to those yisurim, so that's where the pshia is. The pshia would be, and I just never learned that halacha. But sometimes a person, you know, might have learned the halacha, might not have gotten it clear, or he's young yet, never got to those halachas, didn't know they existed.
You're chayav to learn every halacha in the Torah, though. Even if you don't know it, and it was an onus, you're still chayav for it.
Well, okay, you're supposed to. I'm not saying you shouldn't, but I'm saying the person was learning like you are doing right now, learning in yeshiva, learning the halachas. The halachas are massive. There's a whole shas out there, and I didn't know that halacha. Nobody ever told me, and I didn't know about it. Have a bonus. I didn't know that this is what it is. Let's think of some Yisur Derabanan. Let's assume Astam Yenim. You know what Stam Yenim is? A goy handles wine. It's Nisa Derabanan, not Nisa Deraisa. The only Nisa Deraisa only the goy actually used it for Avodah Zarah. I didn't know a goy handled the wine. Never had any reason, never had a havamina that a goy handled this wine. I didn't know. Something I discovered later. Did I do anything wrong? That's what he's saying. I know that halacha, but I just never, no one. That's what the Nesivis is saying. All right. Now, in Lumdis, what is the Nesivis really saying? Give me the lumdus of it. He's saying a deeper idea. You know, what he's really saying, gentlemen, is that what the Rabbanans really boil down to is they don't really have their own, if you will, inner essence. When they said, let's say, Stam Yenim, you know what I mean by Stam Yenim? You know what I'm talking about, right? That's the term that's used. That's when a guy handles wine. They didn't really create a chetzah shel iser. All they did was say a halacha. If a guy handles wine, you may not drink it. The wine itself does not entail a different status than other wine that wasn't handled by a guy. Nothing changed in the wine. The wine is the same wine. Just there's a halacha, the Rabbanan said, don't drink that wine. And if I drank that wine, I was over an Easter to drink that wine. You know what I'm saying? Let me show you what I mean. Let's look at Dinei Torah. You'll see better. You're Mekadesh a woman. Is there such a thing as a Mekudeshes? Or is a woman who underwent a Maisa Kiddushin simply a woman that has a lot of halachas about her? She is, well, if you have beer with her, you're chayav kares. And she's chayav, you're chayav also if you're the married person to do things with her, to have halachas with her. You got to give her mezainis, you got to take care of her. She has halachas to do with you. But is there really a metzias called a mekudeshes? Maybe there's no such thing as a mekudeshes. Mekudeshes is a borrow a nice term that entails a woman with a lot of halachas connected to her. I can prove to you that there is such a thing as a mekudeshes. There is a change, a status. When you marry a woman, something happens to her. And I'll tell you how I prove it. There is a Gemara in Kiddushin that says, talks about barichas, all kinds of Gemaras. You're mekadesh woman mikan ulachar lamed yoyim. I mekadesh a woman that the process should take 30 days. She starts becoming mekudeshes today, and the process finishes after 30 days. If we are talking about halachas becoming effective, becoming chal, it takes a second. It takes a rega for she was mutter. There is no time limit. You cannot say it takes time for an Easter to be chal. It's mutter, and then it's usser. But if she is becoming, if those isurim come from her becoming something, she's becoming mekudeshes, the change of the woman from being a non-mekudeshes to being a mekudeshes, that period, that change happens over time. There is clearly, in essence, called a mekudeshes. And the mekudeshes has dinim. If you are boil a mekudeshes, you're chayiv kares. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. You see this kind of stuff in Toronto? Or not so?
Yeah, yeah. All the time.
All right. No, you know what I'm talking about? You understand? Okay. When Chazal create a status, is there such thing in Durabanan? Can Chazal create a status Durabanan? The Nesivis must be saying no. Because if I came, I drank Stam Yenam, forget about whether I listened or didn't listen. But the Maisa, I drank a Chefetz of Issa Derabanan. It must be, his understanding is, that the Rabbanan do not create new statuses. State I? What's the name? They don't create that. They don't create essential isurim. They simply put on halachas, do's and don'ts. This point, when I was thinking, I started to think about this topic. So I asked myself, where do we ever see such a thing in Torah? I was trying to think, where do I have, can I prove this? I like to prove things, you know, like just like prove this, such as the Mekudeshes. I like to find things and prove things. And I have to admit, I couldn't think of anything. So, I'm a good from Jew, Baruch Hashem. And I said, I really did this. I said, Hashem, I need a shear. I need an idea, I need a raya for this. Please send me a raya. Now, when that happens, I say, okay, now it's in Hashem's hands. And, okay, I don't know how it's going to happen, but it'll happen somehow. So I have to tell you, I decided that I'm going to leave this for a while. Go into something else, learning something else, and come back to this. Now, for reasons that are not 100% clear to me, but I drew myself into the Sugyan Sanhedrin and Daf Yud Beis. I had a reason for it, Ibur Shana, and I started looking at the Sugya about Ibur Shana on Daf Yud Beis, Samad Beis, in Sanhedrin, which is you're going to learn at night, Mitzvah Shem soon. And the Gemara in there says in Sanhedrin, she was awesome. Can I borrow it? Hey. Can I give things back?
Too kind.
Hey. I said, I got to build up credit. You know, that way I asked you $100,000. And so you say no. I said, what do you mean I always paid you back?
Of course. Yeah.
Okay. The Gemara here has a very interesting sugya. Gemara here says, this is the next thing I looked at. The Gemara here talks about barichus, whether or not you can be ma'aber at the shana because roiv of klai yisrael is tamei. And the dean of the sugya gets involved with whether or not we say tuma hutra b'tzibor or dechuya b'tzibor. And that whole machlokes is all about when you have roiv of klai yisrael as tamei, is it as though there's no iser whatsoever? There is no iser tuma. You can bring karbonus freely. Hutra, there is b'makom roiv yisrael tamei. There's no iser tuma. Or do we say no? There is an iser tuma, but it's nidche. I said, like we said, say dechalaisa say the carbon. Bring the carbon bituma is decha the iser of tuma. Bringing carbon is decha iser tuma. So the Gemara says, well, that could be a nafkamina, because one of the reasons why we are ma'abr shanim, you have to, you know what abr shanim means, to add a year and make a leap year. The reason ostensibly why you make leap years is to calibrate the solar year with the lunar year. We don't want Pesach to come out in the winter. Pesach has to come out in Aviv. Sukkot has to come out in autumn. This is how things have to work. But there is another reason sometimes where we're ma'avri shonim. A tzorech for the moyadas, for the holidays. We need to bring a carbon Pesach. If everybody's tummy, how can you bring a carbon Pesach? The Gemara says, even though it's mutter to bring a carbon bituma, the Gemara goes back and forth whether or not that's a reason to make ibur shana. In other words, if you hold tuma dechuya b'tzibur, there is an Iser, we're allowed to do it, but maybe we should just make a leap year anyway, so we shouldn't even do the Iser at all. That's what this sugya is about. The Gemara brings a story with Chizkiyo HaMelech. The Pasuk in Chumash accuses Chizkiyo of being Machil Klal Yisrael Chametz. How could Chizkiyo be Machil Klal Yisrael Chametz? Marcel, I'll tell you how he did it. He was me'aber the shana mipnei hatuma. He saw that Rav of Klai Yisrael was tamei, and therefore he declared a leap year. Says the Gemara, he had no right to do it. And therefore, since he had no right to do it, the implication is didn't happen. The Ibur Shana didn't happen. Or some say even if it did happen, b'dievet it happened, but still Klai Yisrael was eating chametz at a time they shouldn't have been eating chametz. Therefore, the Pasuk insinuates that Chizkiyo was over such an Easter. What Chizkiyo did by being Me'abed the Shana was so bad, the Gemara says he was Mevakesh Rachmim al Atzmoy for what he did. Good? So for everybody, good. I'm just telling you over Gemara and Sanhedrin, not doing anything else fancy. Later the Gemara says, and that's what we're going to pick it up for, that's what I told you to look at. Tanginami Hachinu Braisa. Says the Gemara, Ein Ma'abrin es Hashan Ribnei Atuma Lechadchila. Tuma is not a reason to make an Ibur Shana. But guess what? Rib Shimon Aymer Ma'abrin. Shimon says that's a very good reason to push off the year. If that's a good reason to push off the year, so what was Chizkiyo HaMelech, we're back to square one. He was absolutely right for pushing off the year. So it must be that Chizkiyo HaMelech pushed off the year for a different reason. And it was a reason that he should not have pushed it off for. What is that? Elamim Neima Bikesh Rachamim al Atzmoy. Why did Chizkiyo ask Rachamim on himself? Because he did something else that was wrong. Shein Ma'abrin Ela Odar. Vu Iber Nisan Benisan. The only time you can make an Ibriyor, you can make a leap year, is an Adar. And he made the leap year in Nisan. So far, so good. Amar Mar. Shein Ma'abrin Ela Odar Vu Iber Nisan Benisan. 1 minute. I mean, I understand Chizkiyo make a mistake. Chizkiyo was, you know, he was the Moshe Feinstein, the Chazon Ish, the Rabbi Yoshev of his door. He doesn't make often mistakes. But lately, the Chizkiyah, Chodesh Azelechem, Zenisan, Veinacher Nisan. He couldn't make a mistake on that. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you where he made his mistake. Tarbid the Shmuel. Damar Shmuel, Ein Me'abrin Es Hashana, B'yayim Shleishim Shel Adar. You're right. Once Nisan comes, it's too late. But Shmuel said, even on the 30th day of Adar, it's too late to make an Ibriyor. Why? Hoyel V'roy L'koyvay Nisan. V'iyu Savar Hoyel V'roy L'yamrinan. You're not allowed to be ma'aber the year on the 30th day of Adar. That's too late. Why, says the Gemara? Because it could be Nisan. Since it could be Nisan, it's too late to make an Ibriyor. What Chizkiyo did wrong was, He was Ma'aber the Shana on the 30th day. Easy Gemara, Bikias. Easy Gemara, right? Is Ma'aber the 30th day of Adar? Is that an Issa D'Oraisa or an Issa D'Rabbanan? It's a Durabonin. In fact, how do I know that? I showed you Yad Ramah. Those of you who actually looked up the Sefer know it really is there. Otherwise, you trusted me that I quoted it correctly. Did I have Nemanis by you?
Yes.
Okay, I hear you. You didn't want to just bother to pick it up and look it up.
No, Adam has a...
You just gave it Chazakas. I hear you. Guess what the Gemara says? He was Ayver Durabonin, and he was Mavakesh Rachmi Malatzmoy. That's what a Kadosh Baruch Hu sent me. It's an often a raya against the Nesivis. I got my raya on the spot. That's what the Nesivis says. Nesivis says, Yo'eva Adrabonin B'Shegeg, there is no Chi of Tshuva. This Gemara is Mefurish. At least, unless you're going to tell me it's an Issa D'Oraisa. The Ramah says it's Adrabonin. It says he was Yo'eva Adrabonin and he was Mevakesh Rachmi Malatzmoy. Mefurish.
Yeah, it's Chi, but not so. Because yeah, it wasn't Mechayev, but you. But he saw that he wanted to do tshuva.
There's no makar for tshuva. Tshuva is because he didn't listen to Rabbanan. It must be there's a mahus. He did something wrong, even though he did it b'shegeg.
Unless you
want
to say that the Rabbanan were able to make something with their zera, it becomes inherently bad.
That's what
bad.
You have to say. You have to say there was something inherently bad in it. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense. He, as far as he was concerned, he did what he thought he had a right to do. And he was doing it for a good reason. Whatever he did, he obviously thought it. Gemara's not insinuating he didn't be ma'abed the shana for the wrong reason. This would seem to be Rabbi Sai, a raya with Reshus the Daiti, at least based on the Ramah that there is a Chi of Tshuva. Now there is a Taisus in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chaf Aleph, Divrei Maschil Levi. There, the implication is that at least what Chizkio did, see, according to the Ramah, he's saying was only Gzera D'Rabbanan. So the Ramah goes on to say that because it was only Gzera D'Rabbanan, the Shana really was Me'uber. He made it Ibyor correctly. The Pasuk says they ate Chametz on Pesach. So he says it doesn't mean that, like I told you before. The Ramah goes on to say it means they were eating a Chametz at a time that they should not have been eating Chametz. But it doesn't mean they violated Pesach. Taisvis in Rosh Hashanah says that the Ibor Shana didn't go through. He was violated by violating this Iser. The Shana never became Meuberis. They thought it was Meuberis, and therefore when it came along, Yudala, they thought it was Yudala and other Sheni. It wasn't. It was really Pesach. And it says they were over the Iser Pesach. That's what Taisus says in Rosh Hashanah. Is this the Machlokes Rishonim? Whether or not the Taisus said, well, it can't be that he did Tshuva because of an Iser D'Rabbanan, therefore it must have been an Iser D'Oraisa. And being Ma'aber the Shana Miyam Shleish, this is Deraisa, I don't know. I don't think that's the Machlekes Rishonim. But otherwise, if not, and if we accept the fact that being Ma'aber Shana Miyam Shleishim is in fact an Issa D'Rabbanan, it appears to me this is a Raya Mefureshes from a Gemara against the Nesivos on this Yesid. That's what it appears to be. The only thing you can say is, you would have to learn is that this is an Issa D'Oraisa. And it's possible that maybe Machlokes Rishonim, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah isn't. Be it as it may, I was very nispoled from the Hashgacha. That's exactly when I was looking for this Raya, the next thing I learned was this. And I've been looking for years for a Raya, and on the spot I got this Raya. So I had a lot on it. Why is this Nogeya to us, huh?
The Raya inside, what was it inside?
The Raya inside is that it says that Chizkiyahu was over in Easter because it was Ma'aber the Shana on the 30th day of Adar. And it says that due to that, because he did that, it was ilu, it was machil chametz to the klai yisrael Pesach. It says he did tshuva on it. It was v'vaki shrachim alatzmai. It's like, it's only Issa D'Rabbanan. You see, even though he violated Issa D'Rabbanan b'shegeg, he felt the need to do tshuva. That's what the whole Nesivos is about. Why is this nogea to us? Why is this nogea to us? You'll see in a minute. By the way, I have another, a little bit of a raya. I think I put on the sheet that you saw the Gemara in Sukkah. Is that here on the sheet? Yeah, here it is. Gemara in Sukkah says, first Mishnah in Sukkah, Sukkah she gavoy le malam esri mama psula, Read the Machshir. Shein Gavaya Sarat Tzvachim Shein La Shalosh Defanais to Shechamasam Rusam Meruba Mitzilasa Psula. Good. The Gemara draws our attention to a different Mishnah in Erevin, which says almost the same thing with a different word. It's not awesome. Mavoi. What is a mavoi? You know what, right? We know what a mavoi is. It's a three-walled kind of a public area. It has a lot of chatzeris open to it. The Rabbanan said that even though it's walled in on three sides, it's usher to carry in this three-walled area, even though midaraisa it's mutter. The Rabbanan ushered it unless you put what's called a lechi on top. You put like a bar across the top that seems to be a simen that there is like either a fourth wall over here, and then the Rabbanan were matir carrying in that area. The Gemara said, mavoi. If the mavoi, which is the lechi, that's what it's referring to here, is more than 20 amas high, the halach is imaye. You have to lower the bar. B'yudam enut tzarech, you don't have to. So it's almost the same thing. The Gemara said, sukkah shi gavoy lamala mesri mama, psula, b'yudam achshir. Here, same thing. Mavoi shu gavoy mesri mama, imaye. B'yudam enut tzarech. Maishnagabi sukkah, desani psula, maishnagabi mavoi, detani takanta. The Gemara asks, why by sukkah does it use a lashon posul? And why, by mavoi, does it say a lashon yimoy? So the first answer of the Gemara is sukkah deoraisa tani psula, mavoi derabanan tani takanto. Does that mean? Why is the fact that sukkah is posul deoraisa, it's a deoraisa dikadin, warrant using the word posul? And why does mavoi, by virtue of being a derabanan, warrants a lashon yimayet and not a lashon posul? Tell me the lechi is posul. Why say yimayet? So Tosfos offers several reasons for this. Tosfos in one teretz wants to say that posul is not such nice words. Posul sounds bad words. You don't want to talk so nasty. Posul. Tosfos says, with a deraisa, you have no choice. You got to talk nasty because it's serious business if you're ever on it. Drabbanan, it's not so serious, therefore use a lashon more noki. That's one teretz Tosfos says. Tosfos is another teretz, which is quoted on your sheet. I don't know why I underlined it, that's a mistake. But it says, Inami yesh leimar, de lashon yimoyt mashma chumra drabbanan ba'alma, upsula mashma deoraisa. What does that mean? Tosfos says, yimoyt is mashma drabbanan and psula is mashma deoraisa. Why? What does Tosfos mean by that? I want to suggest what I told you before. In deraisas, there is an essence. There is something called a sukkah psula. There is a status of a sukkah. The sukkah is posul. Since the sukkah is posul, there are a lot of dinim connected to it. Also eating it. You want to make it kosher, you got to lower it. In derabanans, the musig of posul doesn't really exist. It's a hira. If your mavoi is not kosher, what should you do with it? He might lower it. The fact that a hayra, a statement, a tzivui, a direction, is connected, that is what I think Tosfos is driving at by telling me that the lashon he might is mashmali posul midrabanan, because it really isn't posul. It is that the rabbanan gave a tzivui to me my. What you see is a machloikis, perhaps a machloikis, about whether or not there really is a status derabanan, a status of psul derabanan. Or is it just simply that when, in certain conditions, there are halachas connected to it, but the actual status may not exist? Why is this nogeya to us? I'll tell you why. Because as you've seen, the rules of Malkus by Edom Zemimim, it's not stam because you overly sign it. There are rules connected to this. The Torah says, "V'itzdiku es atzadik v'yishua es arusha." Like the Gemara, "Mishum v'itzdiku es atzadik v'yishua es arusha gemalkus." No, the reason is because they were marshia atzadik. They were marshia from the word rusha. They were marshia atzadik. What does that mean? So if they said that he did an Avera, whenever a person does an Avera, that brands him a Rasha. There's a Rishus attached to every Avera. That's what you're saying. And this is a long Arichus. We could prove this, that the whole idea of being over a Lav and receiving Malchus all boils down to that Muslim that you're a Rasha, have a shame Rasha. So I understand what it means that there were Mashiach Tzaddik is to accuse him of having been over an Iser. What does it mean? What's the harshah, if you will, by saying someone's a Ben Grusha? What did they do? What was the harshah? They didn't say he did anything wrong. He didn't do any Averas. What is the harshah? What did they do to make him a Rasha? Where's the Rishus in it? The only thing can be is because they gave him a status, a negative status, a status that involves Isurim. They called him, gave him a Shem Ben Grusha. When you give someone, Adam, give him a Shem Ben Grusha, and it turns out that you did that falsely, the Torah says when that harsha is removed, you get Malchus. Does there really exist, by derais as I hear, does there exist such a status, mi derabonon? When you brand someone a Ben Chalutza, is there really such a thing? Were you really Marshia Atzadik? Or you didn't say anything about him? Good, there are a lot of halachas nogeitim from now on. But was there any kind of status branded on a person when you give him that status and that status is a derabanan? I suggest this is the machlokes we've shown him here. The Ramban and the Ritva are telling us that there is no such status. The whole makor from Malchus is, as you see here, because they were Mashiach Atzadik. When that Harshah is a Deribonon, there is no such Harshah. Therefore, says the Ritva and the Ramban, there can be no Malchus. The Rambam is learning, Al Derech Mekiveger, so what if it's a Deribonon? They were still Mashiach Atzadik. The Rambam understands that a status of a psul derabanan exists. It is mahuti, and there is an essentially such a thing. Therefore, by branding him and by giving him that status, they have in fact been marshia atzadik. Therefore, when it is proven later that they are edim zemimin, magia lehem malchus. Magia lehem malchus. So this machloikis, I'm suggesting, is in fact a deeper machloikis concerning derabonins in general. It's a heavy stuff. We're holding an elul, right? You gotta know a person was ever derabonin b'shayi. Did he do anything wrong? L'daiti, the Gemara Mefurish in Sanhedrin seems to be saying that at least Chizkiyahu thought he had to be mvakish rachim alatzma. I remember, I think I heard this chakira first. I learned in a yeshiva called Ne'er Yisrael in Baltimore. And my Rebbe, I think, was Rav Kolevsky. I don't know if you know that name. He was the Reshiva. He was Nifter a few years ago. And he was my Rebbe in Shir at the time. He wasn't a Reshiva yet. And I think he mentioned this Akira in Shir. And he was talking about it. And I remember he said to us, he said, you know, it wouldn't be so bad, you know, if you did tshuva on a derabanan. That's not so terrible. You know, safek, you don't have to be makpidan. Wouldn't hurt. So my answer to that is even more. It's certainly at least a machlokes we've shown him. And from the Gemara and Sanhedrin, you see otherwise. Okay, is that clear, Chevra? No good? Not clear?
That's clear. It's just a lot to process.
A lot to process. Well, that's part of the fun. There wasn't a lot to process. I got some heads down. Right? But, all right, you wrote it down? Okay. All right, we have a few minutes. I know you didn't do the next Mara Mekaymus, but let's start learning the Taisus together. Wouldn't be so bad. Yeah. Hmm? Taisa says, anybody have any questions, by the way? See, well, that's a process. That's why we have Chazara, gentlemen. That's why there's Chazara later. Mitzvah Hashem, right after Mincha, there'll be Chazara today. It'll give you time to go over it. If you wrote down the shit, it'll give you time to go over it that way, and I'll be there, and I'll be able to answer questions. Mr. Ozer, is he awake? Is he asleep? Oh, I got a lot of sleeping guys today. I hear.
Jet lag.
Jet lag, huh? Giants game or jet lag?
What?
Giants game or jet lag? Jets game. Giants win at least. They win.
They played at 11.
Who played earlier?
The Giants.
Giants played at 11. When did the Dolphins play?
Last
Tonight.
Dolphins play tonight.
The
Giants win? No, they didn't win. See, so you stayed up all night to watch them lose. The Jets won? Jets won. Okay, good. All right. So you guys will look at the Giants fans going like that later? You see, at least you got back to bed early. It wasn't. Okay, I hit. All right. Right, in Oimrim Yas is Eben Gusha ben Chalutza Tachta v'the Leik Arboim. Tosfos asks Tema. Kevadim Huzmu, in a Nasin ben Gusha v'Chalutza, im Kain gam b'shaloy Huzmu, ech Yas al Piem ben Gusha. They turn off the air conditioning?
Yeah. All right.
Sure. Turn it back on. It's the next room. There's an air conditioner. They probably finished here and all left.
Just now?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Just right over there. Tell them to turn it back on.
Time of official end, 12:40?
I don't know. I really... Rabbi Wagner surprised me. He announced that Seder's over 12:45. Is that what he said?
No.
The
other day? No. I'm kidding.
You're supposed to want one more.
Of course.
You want shit at 2:20 today.
Yeah.
You don't want any lunch. You hungry?
It's gotcha.
Yeah. All right. Don't worry, I'll let you out on time. What's going on? Did you turn it off? All right. Tema. Kevin Jdim Huzmu, in a Nasim Ben Grusha Vachalutz, im Ken Gam, Vishalo Yuzmu, Ich Yasa, Pien Ben Grusha. Vachalutz, the Hoch UMS. Good job. You know what to do. You press the button. Yeah, they left. They're all out of the shearing.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I think there's going to be food left for you, Sean. Those guys are hungry. They may eat all the food. Nothing left. I'll let you out in time. Don't worry. Huh? Yeah. Let me just give you a little hakdama what this is talking about, so it'll be easier for you to learn Tosfos tomorrow. There is a rule in Edim Zemimin that in order for the Edus, your Edus to be kosher, it has to be what's called Edus Sheata Yochol Lahazima. Your Edus has to be one that can be caught for you to be an Edus Zemim. Now, the way Tosfos understands this here is that for the Edus, in order for you to be caught at as an Eid Zaymim, the implication is not only that it has to do with, as we said, an Edus on an event, but it also entails something else. It has to be Edus that you can punish the Edim Zaymimin midin vasisim lekashazam lachiv. You wanted to do something to somebody, magilacha, what you tried to do. It has to be that way. By Ben Grusha, the Mishnah tells us you can't carry out on the Edim Zaymimin what they wanted to do to him. Says Tosfos, this would seem to violate the rules that you need Edish HaToyuchol Azima, and therefore the entire Edim Zaymimin Nogir to this case shouldn't be applicable.
This is like if Yisrael comes to testify about a Kain?
And a Kain. That would be one case. Even a Kayin, though. The Mishnah says that you don't make them into Ben Grusha. So he's saying, even if we'd be a Kayin, can't do it. Huh? So Tosfos answers, just read the answer. V'yishlema kevin deleikin avikashe zomam v'avishapir ato yochol lahazima. What does Tosfos mean by this line? That is... will be the subject tomorrow. I'm Yitzhak Shemim tomorrow. Shir, you will see two tirutzim about this. I told you in the next set of Maror Mekaymus not to go all the way to the end. You'll see enough to see two tirutzim in Tosfos, and in Yitzhak Shemim we'll talk more. I'll be there for Chazara today. What? I just want you guys to know I'm usually here during.